Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Knowing that ultimately it's God who does the healing, Dr. Medici acts as the maestro, orchestrating a person's health through right timing and right therapies, using traditional, natural, alternative, and spiritual practices. Dr. Medici says it's time for people to wake up to their innate potential to heal and to be given a doctor who can orchestrate that healing. Dr. Medici is currently working toward his PhD in biochemistry at Long Beach University, with additional study in acupuncture, kinesiology, and quantum medicine. He's the curriculum director of the Santa Monica Shiatsu School and the clinic director at the Premier Center in Santa Monica, where he treats many famous names in Hollywood under nationally recognized Premier Labs owner and CEO Dr. Robert Marshall. Got a health question? Ask Dr. Medici live today on Straight Talk on Health. And now, here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to do a show today on a topic you don't hear a lot about. The hands and the feet. I'm going to give you some insight today into the hands and the feet in ways that maybe in the next century we'll understand as standard medicine. Hopefully, if we do what we're supposed to do in medicine, in science, what I'm going to say today about the hands and the feet, which is already part of science, as some of us know it today, will be mainstream. I'm not talking podiatry. I'm talking about the hands and the feet as receptors, as receptor sites to the energy fields, the waves of magnetism that come from the core of the earth. First thing you do is you see a movie. You go out and rent the movie on Netflix. It's called The Core. Aaron Eckhart, Stanley Tucci. Great film, The Core. In that film, the core of the earth stops spinning. Now, standard science will tell us that the core of the earth, there's an outer and an inner core. And I believe it's the outer core of the inner core that has a liquid constitution. It's liquid metal. So the core of the earth is liquid metal. You'll see what this has to do with the feet. The core of the earth is liquid metal. And it spins at 1,200 miles an hour. So this vast, almost beyond our comprehension, mass of molten steel, iron, spinning at 1,200 miles an hour. Well, high school physics tells you when you spin metal at that rate, you will produce and generate a magnetic field. That magnetic field is understood as the Hartmann wave or the Schumann wave. These are measurable. This is not a myth. This is not speculation. This is not wacko science. This is hard science. And in this film, great film, you'll see what they do with that fact. But these magnetic fields that come off the core of the earth come into our bodies through the feet, our feet. If our feet are in the earth, these fields come in through the left foot, circulate through the body, and go out the right foot. This is understood in biophysics in Germany. This was understood and written about by the American Indians. People who, I think, at this point we would all agree, were truly attuned to nature. This is understood in Ayurvedic medicine. This is understood in Chinese medicine. I think this was understood at one time on every continent of the world, including Europe. The Vikings understood this. You know, it's mainstream history today that Columbus did not, well, let's say Columbus was not the first person to put his feet from Europe across the Atlantic or North America. it's standard fact today that Columbus was not the first. The Vikings were. The Vikings sailed the open seas generation after generation and put their feet on Canada in 8900 AD. Scandinavia has always understood that one can follow the magnetic rhythms of the earth, and that those magnetic fields have a profound effect on you through the hypothalamus gland. So that standing on the earth with your feet planted in the soil, the Schumann and Hartmann wave come up through the left foot, circulate through the body, and prime the hypothalamic intelligence as it then exits back into the earth through the right foot. The implications of this are tremendous. The implications of this for you are tremendous. It is beyond what you understand right now, and hopefully you will at least respect and maybe do something about within the next 60 minutes. So there's the core of the earth spinning, these magnetic fields being generated at a frequency of 7 hertz. Ironically, the hypothalamic pituitary axis controlling every chemical equation in the body. That hypothalamus operates at about 7 hertz. German biophysical medicine, and we know the Germans do not make mistakes, German science at any rate, the hypothalamus operates at 7 hertz, the frequency of what is emitted from the core of the earth. That is significant. That should be looked at. That should be respected. That should be foundational to medicine. Well, we're creating our own medicine, are we not? And we're going to pull the true science, the science that keeps you healthy, gets you healthy, the science that is failing us today. So understand, this is not just me. If you study medicine from old to new across the globe, you will see deep respect in every culture for putting your naked feet in the fertile soil. And you, the city slicker, the dweller, the office worker, the chronically sick person, the healthy person that wants to keep their health, the sportsman, the housewife. You know this is true because every day, coming home into your pleasure and comfort of your home, hopefully, the first thing you do is take off those stupid shoes. You do. And ladies, those of you addicted to that abhorrent practice called the high heel, your 5'2" lovely, lovely body that was supposed to be 6'2" and accomplishes that on 12-inch platform shoes. The first thing you do when you get back into the house is throw those things into the corner and plant your feet in the earth. And it feels good. And all of us on vacation know what it feels like to put our feet into the soil. It's ironic that the daily practice of yesterday is now relegated and demoted to vacation. It's only on vacation that we relax. It's only on vacation that we breathe clean air. It's only on vacation that we put our body in clean water. It's only on vacation that we're surrounded by nature. Outside of that, we cram ourselves into the city in these idiotic automobiles, screaming at each other for our rudeness. I was down in the Southland the other day. I cannot believe how people drive down there. I don't know what it is. And Boston is worse. And the world is an amalgam of people living practices that aren't healthy, which when we go on vacation, well, then we take a break and we put our feet in the earth. We have to get this to the point where we do this every day. So, step one is to understand the idea behind this. And I've explained it. Step number two, what do you do? What do you do working a 60-hour week? Well, here's a couple of things. Number one, if you can, if it's appropriate in terms of what you do for a living, to get yourself an organic fiber shoe. And we have everything from moccasins to sandals to people who have the luxury of working in environments with their shoes off. And if you own your own business, there are things, there are types of granite or even wood that you can set to the floor and spend an entire day pressing your naked feet into the wood of your office or the granite that you installed. And if it's your office, at least take off your shoes. And if you can't, find natural fiber moccasin, natural fiber sandal. At least take that step. Now, if that's not feasible for you, we're going to do what many city dwellers have to do now. They have to set aside a certain amount of time each day to turn on the feet. Turn on the feet. Do you know, as the American Indian was pushed out of his native land, Indian tribes, chiefs would come together. And in the literature today, you can find, this is fascinating, you can find Indian chiefs coming together at large meetings in different parts of the United States and basically saying, surely, if we're forced to wear the shoe. So they watched people from Europe come here wearing shoes. And the Indians looked at the shoes and said, surely, if we're forced to convert and wear shoes like that, we will lose our mind. I have books in which Indian chiefs are quoted looking at this bizarre practice of encasing the foot. My God, what those shoes must have looked like. What the soldiers who pushed west must have been wearing. I have records. It's all for you to find. Of Indian chiefs saying, surely, a man that cannot connect his foot to the Mother Earth, surely he will lose his mind. Those are quotes. It was Black Hawk, Black Elk, different chiefs of large tribes within the United States that saw this practice as crazy. We take the shoe for granted as a necessity. And although, yes, in the environment we've created, it may be a necessity. But nonetheless, the point is it was understood then and today as problematic. And the reason is you cannot get the Schumann wave of the earth through the foot. So what you're going to do is you're going to learn a ritual, a practice. I'm going to give it to you today, where you're going to learn to work your feet. You're going to learn to stretch your feet. You're going to learn to twist your feet. You're going to learn to take your toes, those bunched up, cramped up, crushed, little bunion-filled, decapitated toes. You look at the feet of people, and you really wonder whether the practice of bondage is still in order. You look at the feet of people and you realize women...